the town of Jack the people. Now this is not a new wife on the street, don't make a rhythm. Really good, this coming your way like I was saying. Good evening, folks. This is Maurice here, and we are broadcasting live from Allegheny upon Manchester. And this is CRS Radio, the Caribbean radio show. And this is the Jamaica South Coast show live from Allegheny upon Manchester. Now, if you are not hearing me on Facebook Live, or if you're not hearing me on the live stream from the link that I have provided for you, and if you all look right now, you will see the link that you can connect to connect to this show. As usual, I will let you know that I am broadcasting this show live on Facebook Live, but I strongly advise that you listen to the show through the link, and the link for this show is on, if you go on Facebook, you can go to crsradio.com. It's crsradio.com, folks. Go on Facebook, get on crsradio.com, and as usual, I'll let you know that I am broadcasting this show live.
We're having a little bit of feedback here.
But I strongly advise.
Okay, there we go. We've got it covered now. I hope everybody out there can hear me, and I'm sorry about those difficulties that we've been having. And
crsradio.com. crsradio.com, folks. Go on.
Hang on a second, folks. I'll be right with you.
And as usual, I'll let you know that.
Okay, so here we are. I am hoping you can hear me. and I'm hoping that everything is going to go fine right now. Okay. Hopefully everything is going good. If you cannot hear me on this link, please let me know on Facebook Live and or on crsradio.com. If you go to Facebook and you go to a group called crsradio.com, you will be able to click the link that I've shared with you here. If you look at this Facebook Live, there is a link. Now, tonight, if you want to call in on the show and you want to talk to me, you can call in on 661-467-2407. Now, if you want to join into the discussion and have something to say tonight on the show, just press 1 on your phone and I'll be more than happy to talk to you. Sorry about the way we started out the show with a little bit of a technical difficulty, but I think we've got it sorted out. Now, folks, if there's anybody out there that cannot hear me right now, please go to my Facebook page, either on crsradio.com where you see the live stream, and you can also look at my personal timeline, which, Chevelle, I know you're my personal timeline. Patricia, I know you're my personal timeline. Geneve Smith, I know you're my personal timeline. Look, folks, the thing here is that I'd like you to become part of the crsradio.com crew, though, and the group, because this is the Caribbean Radio Show. And to be very honest with you, Dr. Ev, who hosts this radio station, does a lot to contribute towards being a knowledge station when it comes to Caribbean activities. So I really have to say that and ask you all to join us on Facebook at crsradio.com. Join the group, go on the link, and the link will actually track more how many people are listening to this show. On a weekly basis. And I thank you all for that, because I never ever dreamt that this would have gotten that way. I'm taking this time to tell you that because it's important for you to understand that even in this online media, it is important to get involved with what's going on. Okay? Because if we can duplicate this throughout, you have 10 friends who have 10 friends who have 10 friends, and you pass along this broadcast. And if you share our sentiment or oppose our sentiment, you can actually say that you do. So I'm asking you to look at the link on this feed, go to that link and listen to the show there. If you listen to it on Facebook, I would like you to go to the link tomorrow or some other time and listen to the show again, because that's one of the advantages of an online radio show. If you can pass this link on and on and on, you can replay it because it's archived and it's saved. I'm taking this first 8 minutes of the show to say that to you, because it's vitally important that we as a people, I see so many people here looking at it. We've got so many people watching me live right now. Sandra, thank you for joining in. Jenny, so many people watching me live right now on Facebook. But I want you to also listen to the show on the link that's provided. Now, if you can't hear me on the link or on Facebook, please, please let me know. If you're on my Facebook page and you can't hear me correctly, just message me or put a note on the feed that we're feeding to you right now, okay? And remember, folks, your participation and what you do is vital to me spending the time here covering the topics that I'm covering tonight. Now, what am I covering tonight? As you know, for those of you who have listened to this show over a period of time, know that we cover the Jamaica South Coast in an eco-community tourism way. The show is intended to bring to you on a weekly basis what's going on in eco-community tourism. Unfortunately, and fortunately in some ways, we have, thanks Maxine for joining, we have over the last few weeks
be able to cover COVID-19 and how it is affecting eco-community tourism. And unfortunately, this week again, I am actually going to have to do that as well. Now, as I get ready to go into introduction of opinions and or what I've noticed here in Jamaica, I'm broadcasting live from Alligator Pond at Sea Rim Guest House Bar and Grill. That's a kind of a commercial because as of July 1st, I actually took out on a lease this facility. It's a guest house, years and years. I've not really been doing anything, but it's in an ideal location for eco-community tourism, and my passion for eco-community tourism is already known by all. So that's where I'm broadcasting live from my room here at Sea Rib Guest House Bar and Grill. And I kind of had to rush up here tonight because I would like to thank Andrea King, Danny Pierre, and the many people that came over today, supported, stood by, had a few drinks, had some fish and some chicken, enjoyed the vibes, and enjoyed the real cultural Jamaican experience. This is not a commercial, folks. You might think it is, but it is not. It is just the fact that being able to still, within the COVID-19 environment, produce a service for local, eco-community-oriented Jamaicans here, because we're not really allowed to have visitors from abroad over here. But to see my fellow Jamaicans coming here and supporting because they know just how good a thing we have over here as it relates to eco-community tourism, sustainable tourism for the community. This was such a great day here today. We had large groups, but we were able, because of the size of our facility, stay within the COVID-19 requirements and be able to accommodate, cater to, host our guests here today, all from Jamaica, from different parts of the country. And I thank you all for that. Okay, Michael, thank you for joining me. Now, tonight's show, as I said, I'm broadcasting live from Alligator Pond, Manchester. And yes, we are in Manchester, right on the border of St. Elizabeth. I will give St. Elizabeth some credit for this area, but this is actually the parish of Manchester. Now, my opening commentary tonight for the show is this. As of March 2020, Jamaica took the lead in attempting the spread of COVID-19 in our beautiful country. A very good job done by Prime Minister Andrew Holness, Minister of Health, Christopher Tufton, and his cabinet. They were proactive in their approach to COVID-19 because Corona was a new virus, there was a world alarm, and we had a pandemic on our hands. Since then, they have actually done quite a bit in terms of slowing the spread in Jamaica. Now, this went on from March of 2020 up until a few weeks ago. There has been I have to go live again, folks, because this. They actually started to go in a different direction. And for those of you, Facebook Live is giving me a problem tonight. So if you really want to listen to the rest of this show, please go to the link that I provided and connect to that link. Or if you want to listen to the show by dialing into 1-661-467-4073, please do so. Press 1 on your phone if you want to talk to me. Okay? So basically speaking, what has happened with, as I was saying before, I 100% supported Prime Minister Holness and Minister Tufton in the way they were handling it. However, in the recent days or weeks that happened over the recent weeks, what we have noticed is that the actual the actual attitude of the government and how it's been affecting the, and I'm going to ask you again, guys, to go to the other, I'm having some problems on my phone doing a Facebook Live. So what I'm asking you to do is, I'm going to come back to you Facebook Live right now. Unfortunately, my phone is saying it's overheating. I don't know why. Maybe it's because I had it on all day. But I'm going to go Facebook Live on my computer right now, and then I'm going to get back with you. Okay? So for those of you who want to watch this live, what you want to do is go to my Facebook page and do it. Dr. Ev, if you're out there listening, if you can go to my timeline and share this, that would be appreciated. So back to what I was saying. As of March 2020, Jamaica took the lead in attempting to stem the spread of COVID-19. And, you know, it's something that I was very proud of and how the government was handling it. Okay. However, within the last few weeks, as most of you who have been listening to my show will realize, I have been kind of come up against how it's been handled. And I need to justify this in a certain way by reading my opening statement. And I'm mumbling on, but that's because we're having some technical difficulties between Facebook Live and the feed from the station. As of March 2020, Jamaica took a lead in attempting to spread it in our beautiful country. Nevertheless, the virus started to spread, and especially so in areas like Kingston, St. Andrew, St. Catherine, St. James, the highly populated areas of Jamaica. One call center was responsible for the largest epicenter that hit our country. Many measures were taken by Prime Minister Andrew Holness's administration. And up until the reopenings of many areas in Jamaica, I was 100% supporter. 100% supporter. Okay, of Prime Minister Holness and how he was handling it. Bars, churches, beaches, rivers, entertainment were all closed. And businesses issued a protocol they had to follow to be able to stay open and or reopen if closed. Banks, Western Union, supermarkets, markets, shopping malls, etc. had all these especially beaches. The reason given by Prime Minister Andrew Holness is that the gatherings at the beaches and rivers are too many and that they are in non-compliance. Minister of Local Government Desmond McKenzie went as far as to threaten to close down the rivers and seas and beaches that are open. They're threatening to close them back down again. Prime Minister Holness and Mr. McKenzie recently announced that any rivers or beaches found in violation will be closed down, and that even at public beaches, business owners like myself will be held responsible for customers violating, and that these businesses could be fined $1 million or a year in jail if we are found to have customers in violation. We're going to do this tonight because, folks, for those of you who may not think that I am for precautions and restrictions, yes, I am. We're still dealing with a pandemic here, okay? We know that we are dealing with a pandemic here in Jamaica, okay? I am fully aware that we're dealing with a pandemic here in Jamaica. Here's the problem, though. I don't have a problem with the Prime Minister, Minister of Health, or the Minister of threatening to close down
beaches and rivers because of non-compliance. If that's what you have to do, despite what I say, that's what you have to do. That is the law of the land. I have no problem at all with the law of the land. What I do have problems with, the law of the land is not being applied equitably across the entire land. What makes me say that? Now, and I'm going to come to that point. We here at Sea Rim Guest House, we close our gates. For those of you who have been watching my page put out there this week, you've seen the sign on the gate. You've seen what I put up on the gate. Only guests of Sea Rim will be allowed through that gate. Of this business can protect and make sure that we're complying with what the government says we have to do. Not that I agree with what the government says we have to do, because as of today, there is zero confirmed cases in Alligator Farm. So taking that, folks, and please keep in your mind this zero confirmed cases in Alligator Pond. Now, the non-conformance by the beaches and the rivers and by the fishing boats has become an issue with the government of Jamaica. Minister of Local Government is emphatic about the fact that if there's any more non-compliances on the beaches, they're going to close the beaches, the rivers. And until the vendors, doesn't affect me, folks, this is a private property. So as long as I can control my customers, I would not be affected by these closings. The problem here is the beaches that they're getting ready to close are with zero confirmed cases. Zero people from these beaches have ended up in the hospital. So what that tells me is that something on these beaches is preventing from getting COVID-19. Now, whether that's scientifically true, medical true or not, I have no idea. Which brings me to my next point. The point that I'm making is this, is that Prime Minister Holness, Minister of Local Government, and the non-conformance of people at our beaches. 300 people that said at Alligator Pond Beach 2 weeks ago. However, there were 300 people at Alligator Pond Beach who still don't have any cases that's been contact traced to Alligator Pond Beach. All right, that's point number one. Remember I said that? I'm talking about the overcrowding of beaches and rivers. But I don't hear Minister McKenzie and Prime Minister Holness. I don't hear you say nothing about Western Union. I don't hear you say nothing about the banks. I don't hear you say nothing about Mandeville. Oh, by the way, 90% of the people who came to my establishment today came from Mandeville. I don't hear you say no. No, I was in Mandeville 3 days ago, and I couldn't move because of the amount of people. And the entire Mandeville town have a lot more spaces here, or we have here as a community on Alligator Pond. We have about 2 to 3 miles worth of each space that people can spread out. Mandeville, the people of the market, the people of the Western Union, the people of the bank, you couldn't move. And let me tell you something. I counted less than 10 were wearing masks. So how you're going to come tell me that you're getting ready to close back down our beaches again and our rivers? We'll leave those places open. If you are really and truly talking about non-conformance and the spread of COVID-19. If you're going to close Mandeville, you're going to have to close down Junction, you're going to have to close down Kingston and St. Andrew, you're going to have to close down the car centers, you're going to have to close down St. James, you're going to have to close down that North Coast opened up for the tourist visitors. Because the fact of the matter is they are more crowded than us. And guess what? They have more cases of COVID-19. So I'm not telling you not to close us down because of non-conformance. What I'm telling you is if you close us down because of non-conformance, then you're going to have to close everybody else down. How do you out here listening to what I just said disagree with me? If you do, 661-467-2407. When that number, press 1 on your phone. Then I will talk to you, and I will be a lot calmer when I talk to you, because I know I see you right now, and that's because I am. Because this, folks, is double standard. We have opened up the country to returning residents, and we have open for visitors. And I think that is a great thing. And I think that is something that we should do. But, and there's a big, have you all read or listened to the increase in COVID-19 positive confirmed cases? Where are they coming from? Visitors and returning residents. Now remember, before you go off saying that I actually am, you know, not out against the visitors coming to Jamaica, okay? Before you think that, just remember, that's not what I'm saying, okay? What I'm saying is that I agree with it. But if you go by statistics, they're the ones bringing in the most cases into the country right now. 100% almost of our cases in Jamaica now are imported. Now, is it that because they're a threat to our country? I don't believe that. I just believe that they're showing positives because they're being tested, which is going to bring me to a point later on in the show. The thing is, folks, you have to understand is when you look at statistics, you can look at statistics the way it's presented to you. And you can look at probability the way it's presented to you. How are the statistics presented to us right now? The statistics being presented to us is coming back and tell us the positive cases based on people that have been tested. Who is being tested? Yours truly, I choose, and why am I talking about it on a show about eco-community tourism? Because it is affecting us unfairly. Because, you see, if you look at it in an objective way, the reason that they're testing people coming into the country of COVID-19 is because they want to be able to track the people coming into our country when they test positive. That does not say that those are all the cases in Jamaica. What that says is of the cases that we've tested, all these positive. Now, if you're testing 18,000 people and you're coming up with 0.72, according to the Prime Minister's statement, 0.72%, then that's not a lot of positives. But if we had tested the entire country, we'd probably come up with the same amount of positives. I hope you're in my train of thought here. So the government now, Prime Minister Andrew Holness and Minister of Local Government, Desmond McKenzie, okay, have stated that based on data that they have, they can now not even test these people when they come into our country, but have them come in with a test that was done at least 7 days before, and they're allowed into our country. And our return residents, who have a lot of rights to be back in our country, them, however, have to go home and them can't go anywhere for 14 days. And only if they produce a test result here in Jamaica that's negative. Now, let me ask you something. Before they started coming into this country, how many positive cases of COVID-19 did we have here in Jamaica? Confirmed. Positive cases we had if we tested everybody. Those people, 80% of them have recovered. Aren't they as much of a threat to the population as the people coming in? Yes, especially our returning residents. Now, our returning residents have to come into the country and they have to wait 14 days into the population. They can come in, but they're restricted to only a northern corridor, which, by the way, most of the parishes on that northern corridor has a high level of COVID-19 positive confirmed cases. Business people have come into Jamaica and come into Jamaica and to Kingston and St. Andrew and St. Catherine and do them business. Yet, those are three of the parishes that have the highest rate in Jamaica. So, we here on the South Coast, and now we're coming to how it is affecting eco-community tourism and why I'm lingering on about COVID-19 on a show that should be about the great spots and sites here in Jamaica on the South Coast that people could come visit. Like right where I am right now in Alligator Pond, Manchester, here. People just love visitors. And oh, by the way, folks, some of those visitors that came over here this week, were some of those visitors that shouldn't have come over from the North Coast, but they made it over. So, Mr. Prime Minister and Mr. Minister of Local Government, if you think for one moment that by restricting people on the North Coast is stopping them from coming over the South Coast, I can tell you that at least five of them were down here at Alligator Pond within the last week. Okay? So don't give me that. What you're doing is wrong. You cannot open up just the North Corridor to visitors and not open up over here. There are several that I know right now that want to come and have a South Coast experience that are coming here as visitors to this country. And they want to experience it over here. Why are they not allowed over here on the South Coast? Why are they not allowed to come and participate in what the real and true Jamaica is all about? You go to Alligator Pond, you go to Treasure Beach, you go to Lake Bay, you go out to Clarendon, go to Milk River, you go out into the communities in Mandeville, you go up to Noisy River, lowly populated areas where there is zero confirmed cases of COVID-19. And social distancing is not a problem in those areas. Neither is gathering, but people can get the true, real Jamaica experience. Go to the Pelican Bar, go to the Black River Safari, Fireballs. Why are those places not accessible, but you have this narrow corridor, which coincidentally fits into the very wealthy, very wealthy hotelier, like Mr. Blackwell, like Ivy Star. Everybody else in Florida have to go through hell to be certified to be able to accept visitors. and the visitors get to Jamaica and they can't experience a local COVID, have zero cases. At the same token, you want to take us Jamaicans living here in Jamaica, being restricted and can't do the things they can do over there, and you want to take us and put us into that workplace, expose us to the virus, we'll go home at night, don't know whether we'll pick it up or not, and we'll carry it home to our family and spread it in our community. But it's okay to do that. But it's not okay to have them come enjoy what real Jamaicans are. That's what eco-community tourism is for. Eco-community tourism is about sustainable income to the locals. For example, let's say I'm honestly not trying to promote my establishment. But at Alligator Pond River and Sea, we have people that come here from every part of the country. I can tell you that 90% of the people that came here to Sea Rift today were from outside of Alligator Pond. The group that I had here today, a fantastic group. Andrea King, I thank you so much for bringing that group here. Danny Pierce, thank you so much for your support and your people that came down here today. And with all that, we were able to maintain COVID-19 protocol because of the size of the property and what we were able to do. But that's the thing. We have the river right next to a set of people that loves that type of vibe. And we have another set of people that like the quiet, nice, isolated vibe over here. Then you want to get a fun town, you have Oswald and you have Little Ochi. Everyone in this community supplies a different type of ambience and our service. And what we do is we recognize within our visitors or our customers the different needs of our customers. And if a customer needs something, we'll say, you know what? We don't do that here, or right next door over there, you can go over there and get it. I said they want to have a vibe, like, you know, we give them directions to Little Ochi. When we buy our fish, we buy directly from the fishermen as they come in and the vendors out there. When we begin to buy from the market in Alligator Pond, locally produced or from the farms locally. And this is not just me. The vendors next door do the same thing. Little Ochi does the same thing. Oswald does the same thing. Bunch of Grapes does the same thing. Miss Patty does the same thing. Miss Ann does the same thing. The supermarkets and the wholesale stores provide a lot of wholesale products that restaurants can purchase. That's what eco-community tourism is all about. What this administration is doing right now is off at our neckline. For what reason? They have not been able to substantiate a reason for doing this. Because we have, according to their statistics, not mine, their statistics say we have zero. Okay, zero cases right now. So if we have zero confirmed cases right now, okay, in this area, and you've opened up the tourism sector, North Corridor, according to you, because you can manage it properly. But tell you what, we've been managing so far down here because according to you, we have zero. And I agree with you that we might have zero confirmed cases. Then you know why you can't confirm our cases? Because if and when we got the COVID-19 here, we didn't show any symptoms, we didn't get sick, we recovered from it because we were by the sea. And I'm not saying that I'm a medical doctor, I'm saying that if we are people here not going to the hospitals or the doctors with sick, that means something is okay with down here, because guess what? As I said, 90% of the people who come into this area don't come into this area from here. They from parishes that's already been infected. And we still have a zero confirmed case. So I just don't think your data is right, Mr. Prime Minister, Christopher Tufton, who I have a lot of respect for. But what I'm saying is, if you go by your own data, then you should not be locked out. Why? Because throughout before COVID-19, during the restricted closure, and after the opening, nothing much changed in our lifestyle down here. Nothing much changed with the lifestyle outside of here. Kingston, St. Catherine, and those parishes, because they were more monitored because they have a larger police force. Guess what they did? They came down here. So business increased down here during the lockdown. It didn't decrease. Now that you reopen, they're still coming here because they're the place, and that's what eco-community tourism is all about. It's not just about visitors from abroad. It's about our local visitors who want to enjoy a Jamaican experience and enjoy themselves at the level at which overseas, if they went overseas, they would have gotten. And that's what we provide around here in Treasure Beach, Alligator Pond, Clarendon, along the coast. That's what we provide. We provide a real Jamaica, the true Jamaica. And we provide them a safe environment. And the government comes, and Mr. McKenzie comes, and he sends out social development commission all over the country to come find out how the beaches are and how the rivers are. Okay? You send them out here, no, sir, to survey us and feedback a report. And then took pictures of all the crowds on the beach. And they took pictures and videos, and they uploaded them, and they sent it out here. And Mr. McKenzie, you sent them all over the country to verify what you wanted to do. Because you know 61% of the beaches are in violation. I'm not disagreeing with you. Based on your protocol, they may have been. But I'm telling you, it wasn't just opening up the beaches. It was during the lockdown and before the lockdown. We all behaved like this. Here's my question to you. You said 67%. 67% of China is in violation. Mr. McKenzie, have you gone by the Western Union line? Mr. McKenzie, have you gone by the Utah Bank line? Mr. McKenzie, have you gone by NCB line? Mr. McKenzie, have you taken some time off from your office and drive through Mandeville on a Thursday, Friday, and a Saturday? Mr. McKenzie, have you driven through Junction, St. Elizabeth? Mr. McKenzie, have you driven through Montego Bay? Mr. McKenzie, have you driven through the tourist area of Westmoreland? What percentage over there, sir, is violating? So how come you're only picking on our beaches and our rivers? You see, there's those of you out there who might think that I am being partial because I have an interest. No, I don't. Because guess what? If you, Mr. McKenzie, was to close down Alligator Pond River, my business, because it's a private company, would make more money because I don't depend from the river for my revenue or my guests. I direct market to communities who comes in, and as a matter of fact, if river was closed, they would come here more. Why would they come here more? Because if they came here more, they would actually be able to still maintain the COVID-19, still enjoy the river and the sea. So that's not the point here. The point, the fight that I'm fighting here is for our vendors over there. Look, I'm not that we should allow the gathering. I'm not saying that we should uphold the social distancing. but you don't close the beaches and the rivers because of that. Come in and enforce it and spread the people out. Okay? And if you don't have the resources to do that, then guess what? Find the resources or leave us alone. Because if you don't leave us alone, then guess what? You need to find the resources or don't leave the Western Union, Scotiabank, NCB, and major entities of Jamaica. You need to apply the same principle to them as you are applying right now. Understand this, folks. I am not against the law. I took the law seriously today when I locked my gate at the facility that I now have leased and own and are running. And this is just since July 1st that I did this. So prior to that, it is the fact that it is being unfairly distributed to the people of Jamaica here who have made their sacrifices, followed the rules, and stayed with the Prime Minister. And now what is the reward you're giving us? Just a section of the country where a minority of Jamaicans are going to benefit from it, and a majority of Jamaicans have to sit here and still be restricted by you and not being able to do what they want to do on common policy. And then, yes, you're taking those same people and sending them into the workplace that you just opened up and exposing them to what you're telling us that you don't think we should be exposed to. So tell me, how is it that me, as a person with some common sense and some logical thinking, is supposed to accept that? Again, folks, I am saying this and talking about this tonight because this has a lot to do with eco-community tourism. Eco-community tourism keeps communities in the form and shape that they are today, but they can only be kept that way if they can economically survive. If they can't economically survive, just like Mr. Stewart has bought out some facilities on the North Coast now that is closed down and is not reopening them right now. Why? So you can channel your customers to your already open establishments that the government has allowed you to. And while you're doing that, you're leaving us over here and throughout the rest of the country, Central Jamaica, South Coast Jamaica, and even on the North Coast and the interior section part of them, can't even see a penny from these visitors that you're allowing in and returning residents that can't even go to them yard without being quarantined for 14 days. How does any of that make any sense to anybody that's listening to me, to my show tonight? And if it don't make sense to you, then you have an option. You can come. And let me give you the number. 661-467-2407. If you want to talk to me, speaking, all you have to do is you have to press 1 on your phone. And then I'll be more than happy to talk to you. I've been going on and on about this thing, and I've been doing that for the last few weeks, but there's a good reasoning behind it. It's because I live here in Jamaica. I am in the come every day. I see what's happening. I see businesses that have closed. And these businesses will never get to reopen again because they don't have any resources. I hear people say, well, they can actually, they should have saved those resources for situations like this. You have a fisherman that's going out there and catching his fish out there in alligator pond, okay? You tell that to a fisherman that's going out there in alligator pond that have an overhead that work out to be about $450 a pound for fish. And when him come in, him can barely get $550 a pound and barely catch. If the weather bad, the man coming and coming with little or nothing. But the same amount of gas for go out there.
You tell him that. Him should have saved up money for his afterlife. No. Mr. Prime Minister and Mr. Minister of Local Government, members say, you know, say you're getting ready for the election. And this year, Trudy is going to make sure that I spread the word that the fact is, you don't vote based on party anymore. PNP candidate, and I'm not fighting for you, vote GLP, or if you can get an independent candidate, vote them. I'm not telling you not you should vote. You support GLP, and I'm not the way you do. What you want? Vote against them. Okay? Vote against them. It's a few countries. It's a femi country. See the flag here? See the word here? Jamaica? This is very important to me. After 42 United States of America, never lost my umbilical cord. This is where I come back to live. I came back here to live for a reason. Because nowhere no better than yard. And you see this here yard, yes, sir? It's a yard here, so must be the best place on earth for everybody that lives here, not just for the wealthy few. And the way this government is doing this thing right now, they say they're doing it in phases because they have to be able to control it. You tell me, how does Butch Stewart or Chris Blackwell or Ivy Starr, who, by the way, they don't even live here, because them Spanish companies abroad have no idea what's going on in Jamaica. All them know it's the bottom line. So you tell me how they are tell us what's good for us and what we can do. The little facility that I have here, we have our washing station, sanitizing. When we set up the tables out on our property, we make sure people are at least with the groups of 20, far apart, and maintain the 6 feet distance. I wash it down with bleach and water. So you explain to me, Mr. Prime Minister and Mr. Minister of Labour, or Minister of Local Government, what makes us here, and not just me, what makes Little Ochi, Oswald, Wyatt Falls, Jake, what makes them any different from the place you have allowed to open up? To tell me you want to phase this thing in? Well, phase it in, but phase it in real fast. Because you don't phase it in real fast, we update you. Okay? And this broadcast that's coming to you tonight is not just live tonight. So the hundreds that's listening to me tonight is not all that's going to be listening. By the end of the week, we're going to be in the tens of thousands of people that listen to this show. And folks, I'm appealing to you that's watching this show tonight, listening to this show tonight, to make sure that you go to the government of Jamaica website, the office of the Prime Minister. And you can mention me and say, Maurice Harrison on his show, and look at this show and share the link with them and let them watch it. Because the fact of the matter is, you present the case to them. Don't let me just do it by myself. Because it is not right, folks, and it's not right, and it's unfair taking good people here in Alligator Pond. I haven't found a bad person in Alligator Pond here yet. Everybody cares for each other. Everybody look after each other. When visitors come in here, we take care of them like their own family. And we don't do it for the money. We do it because we want them to have culture. We do it because we want them to enjoy Jamaica. To understand that nowhere no better than yard. But we are actually being prevented from doing that right now. I have clients right now that wants to come and stay here at Sea Rim, even though I've not finished refurbishing yet. I haven't even started for the most part. I did a little bit. That are getting with me every day and say, Maurice, have you heard anything yet? I have clients that have asked me to put them up at Oswald because he has a guest house. I've had clients that wanted to go to Jake. I've had clients that have been looking for places in Negril outside of the oil arms, I can't get there because they can't open up. I'm asking you folks to understand that the passion that I have as an excuse to keep us closed. It's an excuse, folks, no more than an excuse. Because to me, everything else that's open today is in much violation as we could possibly be, especially this issue about the rivers and the beaches. That story and take it to people who don't use them senses. Because if you look through the Prime Minister and Minister of Local Government, you will understand that right now, as I've got about half an hour left on this show, you will understand that right now, we'll not be taken for granted. And we will not be taken to think we are fools. It's obvious to everybody that I'm talking, because everybody that I talk to, without them even knowing my I'm saying one thing to me, and the biggest thing they're saying to me right now is, look like that this government is a lookout for the very, very rich people. I have nothing to lose, Mr. Prime Minister. I have nothing to lose with the local government. I'm a retiree. I'm doing this only because I'm an advocate of eco-community tourism. And I'm sick and tired of you taking our people, them fools. And I'm not just picking, okay? I'm not just picking on this administration. Because my brother once gave me a joke. And it's, you know, when Marcus Garvey came down to Jamaica and he was doing all kind of stuff. Well, either Buster, Norman Manley was abroad at the time. One of them called the other. So it's the boss that was about him called. He said, Norman, boy, we have to do something, you know. We have a man down in Jamaica named Garvey, and he's created all kind of problems. So we have to get it. Tell us something. The two of we have to go hold them down. That's what these governments of Jamaica have been doing to us. People, listen to what Bob Marley said. We have to emancipate ourselves from mental slavery. Nothing but ourselves can free our minds. Free your minds from political alliance. And make sure, sir, whoever your politician is that's representing you is doing what's right for the people of Jamaica, the mass of the people. And somewhere on August, near September, that we're going to call election. You know why? Because after September, the economy is going to take a hit. Know that. Prime Minister Holis, know that. The economy is going to take a hit after September. Okay? And when the economy take a hit in September, he's not no chance. He don't have much of a chance right now. Although I don't care one way or the other, you know. I just want what's right for the people of Jamaica. I'm going to go to some of the comments that I'm seeing here right now. Robert McLaughlin, my brother, thank you for joining in. Our government is not capable of handling this matter. All the talk are making, let's make it some really interesting points right now. Our government is not capable of handling this matter. As all the talk you are making won't make a difference. I'm hoping that makes a difference, folks, because if you're listening to me and you're following this show and you're going to the link and you're writing in and you are passing it on, it makes a difference. My views that wouldn't accept because it would be telling them to lock all ports, reopen businesses based on zero level of cases here, money in the consolidating fund to ensure we have food stuff we don't produce, cut the tax on petroleum products so that we will have major reduction in energy, transportation, manufacturing, and cost of living, the cambios and FX traders so remittance can flow in the economy, all places of entertainment to be reopened with, and that's the next topic I'm going to wrap this show up with,
all places of entertainment to be reopened with this in place. Use the interns to man COVID desks at strategic places. Ensure all who are tested are recorded and a certificate is given to show for any other point where request for testing is set up. There are other options, but to keep the halfway economy going to suit the North Coast hotels and 1% is going to kill us. Damn, Robert, you and I have had discussions where we've agreed and disagreed. There's not a single thing in what you just stated that I would disagree with, except for the fact that you're telling us that it won't make a difference. Because everything you say here tonight, if we can pass it on to 10 people, and those 10 people pass it on to 10, and those 10 pass it on to another 10, yes, Robert, I ain't giving up that easily. What I'm calling on the speaker to do is to talk based on exactly what they are seeing and what is affecting them. We are sitting, we can't even play a game of dominoes right now without looking over our shoulders. Yes, we're still playing. Okay? We can't, Sharon, thank you for saying it's very true. Charles Maxwell Bass, thank you for joining. Dr. F, thank you for joining. It's about to get a fun, nice show. I love when you're gone language. That sounds sweet. That's true. We can tell you about now and then. Oh, okay. I just say, I'm going to sip a couple of these and we can really get going after that. So folks, and you know, you take joke, make quarrel. So you take, you know, better joke than quarrel, and you take seriously make joke sometimes. There's no joke. And the Jamaica South Coast show is about eco-community tourism. Okay? And eco-community tourism is about providing sustainable income to communities without changing the way the communities live and the lifestyle of that community. When you start taking away the income from that community, that's when the community tends to sell out to the big company, which is why I believe that that is what this government is trying to do. It's trying to strangle us so that we give up our businesses. I'm not going to keep my hand around my neck so you understand what I'm saying. They're trying to strangle us so that we'll give up our businesses and our properties to these big 1% that Robert has. People, me alone can't change it. Robert alone can't change it. Charles alone can't change it. Sharon alone can't change it. Everett alone can't change it. We have to come together and pass it on and share the experience that you just heard tonight. Whether it be the Facebook, I'd prefer you share the link. And as I said before, if you go to the comments in the original part of this link, and I'll put in your time, okay? Go to that and go to that link. And for those of you who just joining the show, just understand that during the week, the link will be provided. Go to that link. Listen to the show. This is a Knowledge Station Caribbean radio show. We try to bring to you topics. People from Alligator Pond, you need to listen. And you need to pass it on. And you need to make it go viral. Because we're fighting for our right to survive as Jamaicans living here in Jamaica. Running our businesses in Jamaica, living our personal lives in Jamaica, and love the life we're living, except that we need to have an income. And if everybody here, from people from Alligator Pond listening to this show tonight, know as a fact that we didn't much change our lifestyle during and after the lockdown was lifted. So when Minister McKenzie come and say him thinking about closing back down the beaches because 67% are in violation, Mr. McKenzie, of those 67%, how many confirmed cases you have from contact tracing to that 67%? Mr. McKenzie, Mr. Prime Minister, how many contact cases you've had confirmed from Alarica, how many confirmed cases you've had from visitors coming into the country, how many confirmed cases you've had from returning residents, how many confirmed cases you've had in the workplace, how many contact cases you've had from Landover, Kingston and St. Andrew area, St. Catherine area. And let me ask you another question, Mr. McKenzie. What percentage of Western Union customers and NCB, Costa Bank customers and supermarket customers and market customers are violating your orders right now? Again, make sure so you lock them down too. I don't want you to lock anybody down. What I'm asking the government of Jamaica to do is this. Robert said in it what he said. Okay? And that was, let me go back to Robert's comment here. Okay? All places of entertainment need to be reopened with calls in place. Ensure that all who tested are recorded and a certificate given to show for any point where a request for testing is set up. Reopen business based on a zero level of cases here. So we have zero cases in Alligator Pond. Reopen Alligator Pond. After we reopen us, then quarantine us and lock without. But until then, let us alone. Let's hop off and make a fender run here, or hop off and back and make a motor run. Because I have no idea what your objective is. Because the same people understand this. You can choose Kingston, St. Andrew, St. Catherine, and win an election. Why? Because the parliamentary seats, that's where they are. St. James. And those parishes over there, sir. But Mr. Minister of Agriculture, you're here in Manchester. We have three constituencies in Manchester that's on the opposition side. And if you're not careful and you know fix the problem that we have right now, it's going to be totally to the other party. And I'm not saying that that's what I prefer. Yes, a lot of you that know me know my ideology, affiliation, and my party affiliation, and who I affiliate with. But let me guarantee you one thing. You see this? That's who I'm affiliated with first and foremost. I took a pause, and that pause was for a reason. Because I want that to sink in. Once again, 661-467-24. Just press one on your phone and make comments on this live Facebook presentation if you want. And I'll respond to it as you see I've been doing all night. Several people have been joining us on this show tonight. Got about 21 minutes left. So I talked about opening up the South Coast and interior Jamaica, tourism and visitors. What I'd like to talk to you about now is the entertainment sector of Jamaica. The entertainment sector of Jamaica is into the 20s or 30s of billion dollar loss of income. Why? They're into the loss of income. Why? Because we can't go out to a session anymore. Star Lord can't play. Step by step man can't play. By the way, when they open up entertainment, step by step man is going to be our resident man right here. And now they get a fun bringing something that wasn't here before. So, the cultural diversity of the community is actually going to be improved by what we're doing here. And it doesn't matter whether the visitors come here or not, it's still going to happen once entertainment opens. But we would love visitors to come over here. Thank you for joining me, Glenn Roy. Thanks for checking in, bro. We'd love the visitors to come over here. But we're offering opportunities and cultural experiences and improving the community itself while offering sustainable income to the community. Because when people come in here, they're going to provide income to the vast majority of the community. For example, the group that I had here today, COVID-19 compliant, we're still able to go patronize over by the river, buy them fish and them dumplings and come back over, okay? And have COVID-19 compliant environment. That's not just me, folks. That's everywhere almost around here. The river is only populated and congested, is very small. And so they would have to go along the beach and all the vendors are in one area. And we can control that. And yes, we have not been controlling it the right way. But neither has the bank. Neither has Mandeville Market. Neither has Mandeville Town. So why pick on us? The environment that the government is wanting, what you want us to do is to go work our butts off, work for little or nothing, and we can't even go home and have some little bit of entertainment. We miss Stone Love. We miss this Odyssey. We miss Step by Step Thursday night's open mic rehearsal up at Bonita Heights, where youths from all over the can come up and participate, and visitors and locals alike and outside of the community come and watch them every Thursday night. And when they come watch them every Thursday night, express the talents and people just have a good vibe. No charge, no fee. But we can't even do that. Now, in all fairness, I heard on Monday that there are they said the major players in the entertainment industry. Mr. Strange, I love you, lady. I really do. Okay? But major players in the entertainment industry. Nobody ever asked me, or I don't think they asked Star Lord, I don't think they asked me, so honestly, I don't think they asked any of those. Who are the major players? Is the major players like the ones that you consulted with to open up the Northern Corridor, like Mr. Stewart and Mr. Black, all of those other people that control the exclusive, all-inclusive hotels? So are we, or what type of entertainment are you going to allow to be opened up, and what are the conditions? And what makes you think you're more capable of handling it than we are? I'm asking you, we have Independence Day coming up. We have Emancipation, especially Emancipation Day. Do you all know what the issue of emancipation is all about? You know what the definition of emancipation is? It's freedom from things that are suppressing us. But I can tell you, Mr. Prime Minister, Mr. Minister of Local Government, and Minister of Entertainment, Ms. Babzilla, very much. I can tell you that what you're actually doing right now, if you don't open it up so that our little sets and our little bands and our little bits of can actually participate, you're once again proving to this country that your agenda is not about Jamaica and Jamaicans. Your agenda is about the 1%. We have businesses over here in Maine, like the supermarket owned by Benroy Lyle. Substantial reduction in orders from the local community because they can't even sell something. They can't even do a little round robin and play some dominoes. Can't do none of that. And guess what? Man have to yam them food somehow. And when not go on to earn. But if you stop how we can earn our income, what do you want us to do? When we have to feed our children, parents, and everything else. Eco-community tourism is about that. Providing the community with opportunities so that they can, and proudly, as proud Jamaicans as we are, because that's what we are. I would love to have been able to provide parking for today. I had to lock my gates today, and people got upset with me over it. Why did I have to put? If I open the gate, you know, I would make a substantial amount of money charging for the parking, because that's what I do. Anybody that wants to go to the river, I can charge them. We have to pay for that. But that is because the Prime Minister and Minister of Local Government stated this week emphatically that if the authorities were to come here and close down or find violations, the business owners would be responsible and would be liable for $1 million plus a year in jail. Now, understand, folks, the providing of parking for residents it's not a revenue. We use the money from the parking to pay somebody to monitor the parking at the gate and to pick up the trash that everybody leaves after they leave. So it's not really a money-making venture for access. But if we were to allow the access, and they were found that because we allowed access to the river, that the river became overcrowded. We are liable to be fined because as business owners, according to the Prime Minister and the Minister of Local Government, we have to actually go, we are actually responsible for what our customers do. The customers are also responsible, but we are also responsible. So I had to take a decision this week to my partners and my team members, actually. Anne-Marie and Durrani, to make a decision to close the gates. Which got a lot of people upset because they couldn't come in. Police officers came down here today. You know? They didn't close the beach down. But if they found that there was an overcrowding, which is very mental, they could. And anybody that actually facilitated the overcrowding, yet, if I got on a bus or my car and drove up to Mandeville, there'll be more crowded in Mandeville at that same time. Well, not today because it's Sunday, but that there was that river today. So you tell me how that's fair. I can't see the fairness in it. The last 3 weeks, I've been harping, sometimes showing some type of an anger towards what's going on in our country. And that's, folks, that's because I live here. I love the people of my country because we're all brothers and sisters. And this community, especially that I live in, I can't think of a single person in this community that does not deserve better. And to think that we have made the sacrifices we have made to see areas that have been reopened, that have positive confirmed cases, and entertainment. And yet, we are still being punished and even now being threatened by Minister McKenzie to lock down our beaches and our rivers again. I'm not talking about just alligator farm, I'm talking about the entire country. Okay, now, man, control Hillside, okay? If them, the only reason Hillside get that many people, Kingston and St. Catherine and St. Andrews, is so populated, and these big companies that you allow to do business polluted the harbor by Harbor View, so people can't swim out anymore, so they have to go to St. Catherine, they have to go to Hillside. Otherwise, they have to come down by me. Otherwise, they have to go over to St. Andrews. So, before it's on us, go pick on them and have them clean up the mess so that we can enjoy the beaches throughout the entire country. Have them people who are lock off our local beaches from us, Mr. Stewart and Mr. Blackwell, have and Mr. Ibistar and Mr. Real, prevent us from even going to the beach. If you take away the beaches from us and just give it this little, what do you expect? No, it cannot work so. And I'm asking everybody out here to make this go viral and make people listen to this, because the fact of the matter is, the very problem that you're accusing us of right now is you, government. I'm not just talking about this government right now. All previous governments have done. You sell beaches to the big corporations. You sell out our beaches to everybody else. You left us this little bit of space, and then now you want to come pick fun with while you leave all of them other places that are open. As we said, we don't chat. We chat enough tonight. And we say enough for my officer. Thank you for the many that made your comments. Okay? Robert, Charles, Sharon, Ev, Lenroy, thank you so much. Share it with your friends and have your friends share it. Ask them to listen to it in detail. They don't have to agree with me. I made some points. Some of them may be flawed. Somebody have an opinion. Okay? Last chance for those of you who might have a question. I have a call coming. I'm going to take that right now. 876-876-5861. How are you?
Good night, sir. Good night, Maurice. Good night. Good night. How are you?
I am doing pretty good tonight.
What?
How are you tonight?
I am good, thank you. I'm very good. Long time I haven't spoken to you. Was going to call it today, late from yesterday, but didn't get the chance. I've been busy. Okay. I didn't get to hear everything that you were saying. I just got on. One question. Are you fully prepared for your visitors to Alligator Pond?
I don't see us as being any more unprepared than anywhere else in this country.
I'm not talking about COVID right now. You're prepared, right? To accept visitors?
Oh, Alligator Pond is. I may not be 100% prepared.
Yes. Tell me about the beaches. Tell me something about the beaches. You have beaches nearby that people swim in?
Oh, yeah.
I have not gone there in a long while, and I was given information, and I don't want to be misleading people who come and want to go. I understand that the beach at Bluefield is not good, and there are no beaches in Alligator Pond.
That's not true. I was in Bluefield, and if you follow my timeline, you see the video that
yeah,
I did.
Yeah, I saw you down there. I saw you.
Did that look like it wasn't prepared?
No, not at all. What about Alligator Pond side? This is young people asking because I'm trying to convince them to come.
I had at my facility here in Alligator Pond today, I had close to 35 to 40 visitors.
Okay.
And they were hard at the fact that they missed all this time, and they're definitely coming back.
All right. Okay, because I had conversation yesterday with some people, and this week I should be coming down, so I'll tell you further about it. You're doing a wonderful job, Maurice.
Well, thank you very much. Appreciate the compliment.
Yes, this is Connie.
The compliment, and I'm doing this because, you know what, it's keeping our country and keeping it in our hands. and not selling it out to the foreigners.
Yes, I know. And I'm saying that this is Connie you're talking to.
I said that. I got the voice about a minute into the conversation.
Yes. And I haven't heard, I've been advertising your thing even on my show, and I don't hear nothing from you. My show last week, we chatted about you and we call up to you and we don't hear you.
I'm extremely busy getting C-Rib up and running. And
so I know
to rush off on my customers to do this show here tonight. So
I would just like to
encourage
you not to give up because good things happening for you. When you're actually doing whatever you're doing, sometimes you might not feel it or you might doubt yourself, but good things going to happen.
Nope, I never doubt myself, and I know good things are going to happen. Good things have already happened. And
yes,
you
yeah.
And many others for, you know, being part of this. Dr. Ev, I thank you for and I thank you for...
Oh, yes, Dr. Ev is a great lady.
And ready for visitors. We especially here, we have a control mechanism, even in place. Upholding COVID-19. So thank you for the call. And with that, we're going to be wrapping up tonight. And I thank you so much for joining me. I'm going to leave you all tonight with a little bit of music from one of my favorite little babies. She's almost my daughter. And she's an up-and-coming artist in Jamaica. It's One Away. Thank you for joining me. Join me again. Okay? Join me again next Sunday time, same place, where we will definitely be talking again about eco-community tourism on the Jamaica South Coast. So thank you for joining me tonight, folks. Have a great night. Good night.
I told you I don't want to wait. Me body right.